Kina Yeteh is based on a pasuk in part of the pasuk in Daniel, where Daniel is trying to calculate the 70 years. He's unsuccessful, which is a message for us too, that if he couldn't even figure out 7 years between the first and second destruction, how are we supposed to figure out when the final redemption will come? And he says like this, Hashem, to you is righteousness. You are right in everything you do. And we have boshet panim, we are embarrassed, we're shamefaced. We actually say this every Monday and Thursday in Sikkos. We mentioned a number of psukim there that Daniel says. I want to focus on both parts. First, l'cha Hashem. Sometimes it's difficult to see that, especially since October 7th. So Rabbi Cooper Smith writes that imagine you have two couples, very different. One couple, in both cases, the women are graduating. And they tell their husband, please be at the graduation at 8 o'clock. The first husband says, I'll be there. And she goes, make sure not to be late. Sure enough, it's 8 o'clock, he's not there. 8:10, she's starting to get resentful to her husband. 8:20, I can't believe he did this to me. That's one couple. The second couple, the wife says, be at graduation, 8 o'clock. He goes, I won't miss it for the world. 8 o'clock comes around, he's not there. 8:10, she starts panicking. What could have happened to him? By 8:30, she's calling hospitals to see where he is. Context is everything. In the first case, there's a bitterness in the relationship, a distrust, mistrust. But in the second relationship, there's trust and feeling for each other. And they understand whatever the other does is for the good. And therefore, if he wouldn't show up to graduation, something had to happen. Same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We got to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full with love for us. And that has to be the basis of our relationship with him. Parshas Re'eh, Bonim Atem La'Hashem Elokeichem. We are bonim to God. Next week's Parsha, Ki Kasher Yasser Ishes B'no, even when God has to chastise us, right? Ki Kasher Yasser Ishes B'no, B'no, Hashem will come from Yasser. He's a loving father. He cares about us. L'cha Hashem Hatzaka. The Malbim actually points out, it's unbelievable. When we finish the Haftorah in Matos Maaseh by Yirmiyahu, the first paragraph, which talks about Yirmiyahu's mission to tell off the Jews, rebuke them, punishment will come. Then you end with three psukim, Zacharti lo chesed no raya. The Malbim says that's really to tell you to the entire Sefer. We're going to be punished. It off, okay. He was visibly very embarrassed. That is busha. Now, what is busha for us? Busha for us, Hashem loves us so much, and yet we do aveiros. How can we do that? I know someone who said to me once, I will never tell you the thing that really bothers me the most, the aveiro that bothers me the most, but I'm going to take it with me to the grave. But that is scary too. Listen to what Rebbe Kaplan says. Rebbe Kaplan says as follows. He says, our brain produces different stimuli, so we have static. But when we die, that static is gone. So we can see clearly and remember everything that we've done. Now, if I did a mitzvah, if I did a mitzvah, it is so clear, and it's such bliss to see a mitzvah I did, especially if I did it for shleimus. Wow! But imagine if I did an aveirah. I did an aveirah. I'm standing, as it were, the name of the title is Naked Before God. I'm standing naked before God in the sense that there's no static to clear away what I did. And I'm caught in the act, as it were,
How embarrassed will we be? How embarrassed? And there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. I see the Aveira I did some point in my life. And there's no justification. There's reason to see Gehenna. Gehenna Beikar as shame. Shame that we will face after Meves Rosh Hashanah. It's scary. There are psukim, just to give you, not too many. Yeshayahu, end of Yeshayahu. V'ayu de'ra'on l'chol basar. It's talking about the Rishayim. They shall be ashamed before all flesh. In Yoel, Yoel says, what's the reward for Am Yisrael? V'lo yevo shami l'olam. You won't be embarrassed. It lines up. Busha. Busha. There are really, I think, four ways to look at it. This is the first. Busha is an onish. It's shame. Okay, due to lack of time, I'm only going to say one more. One more, due to lack of time. Vayorak esreach begadav. Yitzchok smelled the begadim of Yaakov. The Medrash tells us, Vayorak esreach bogdav. Those who rebel against God. And he said, wow, such a sweet smell. Jews who are not full with their right. Wow, they're amet, kulam tzaddikim. So the Medrash says, raising Medrash. Vayorach esreach begadav. Who did Yitzchak see? He saw two people, but especially we'll do one. Yosef Meshiso. Who was Yosef Meshiso? The Romans were terrified to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Terrified. They had to find a Jew who could do the work for them, to at least be makalal it, desecrated before they could go in. They found Yosef Meshiso. He agreed to go in. He comes, they say, whatever you want, take out of there, it's yours. He comes out with the menorah. They go, no, you can't take it. I know we said you could. You can't have it. That's only meant for kings. Come on, you're a commoner. Go back in and take something else. Yosef Meshiso said, oh my gosh, I can't go back in. I anchored my creator one time. How can I go in again? They said, we'll free you from taxes for 3 years. I can't go in again. You better go in or we're going to torture you. I can't go in. So they took him, they placed him down, and they started sawing off his limbs. And Yosef Meshiso screams out, woe am I! Oy lishe chasti esbori, I anchored my creator! Ruchan Shlomo says, what's happening here? What's happening here is Yosef Meshiso had fallen to the lowest level. He didn't even realize it. Until two things happened. When all of a sudden they said, go in again, he realized, oh my gosh, they're scared to go in. I went in. How could I have gone in? And when they say, no, you can't take the menorah, how could I take in the menorah? Am I crazy? And then when they started to torture him, instead of screaming in pain over the pain that he for sure had, he starts rather screaming, oy, who are we? That we anger our God, that we anger our creator. How can we do that? And that's how Yosef Meshiso died. Ruchaim Shmulevin says, by falling so low, he was catapulted with his shame, with his embarrassment, to heights. Stop me saying this. This is Rokhan Shulevitz. Of Mesiris on Nefesh, where he died like Rabbi Akiva. Look at that. In an instant, he went from low up to low to high of a high. Busha. Busha. We're going to be standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Busha, Let the embarrassment catapult us. We might have messed up, but we let it catapult us. Oily, woe am I! I injured my creator. Oily. Look, Father, no, I have smoke all those sorts of shit. Like someone's got to get to him. Thank you.